Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. We're going to look again today at an apostolic vision of reality and the perspective that the apostles had, which is such profound conviction, life-changing, life-transforming conviction, a gift given to them by the Lord, which they said yes to and they walked in, a renewed mind that understood and comprehended the magnificence and the wonder of the gift that they themselves had been given by the Lord. They believed it, everything Jesus told them. They received it, and it radically, radically changed them. And they've shared with us in their words, in their letters. We read St. Paul yesterday, said some things about St. Peter, St. Peter's words, John the Apostle. Today, I want to pick up a section in Ephesians, and it's so important for us, brothers and sisters, to grab the Word of God, take it up, and ask the Holy Spirit to open up this Word to you as you read it slowly, carefully, word for word, and say, Lord, the words on this page sometimes just feel like a dead letter. It's just ink on a page. But obviously the one who wrote it is writing something that's alive in him, that is astounding if it was real. Help me see and understand. Help my unbelief. Holy Spirit, awaken me. Awake my soul. Renew my mind. Wash my mind clean, my spirit, my heart. So today from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. By the way, all of Ephesians is a wonder. It's a treasure. It's astounding. It's so beautiful. Verse 14, for this reason I bow my knees before the Father. For some reason, when I read that, I was thinking about the children of Fatima and that beautiful scene, the reality when they're up on the mountain and the angel comes for the first time. He comes to them, sent by God, the angel of Portugal, who appeared to them like in the form of a young man, a young child in some way. And he said to them that, in essence, sent him to prepare them for visitation of Our Lady and a work that the Lord wanted to do through them. But to prepare them, he said the first thing he needed to teach them, this is so amazing, is to essentially posture themselves before God in the right way. So he taught them to get on their knees and to put their forehead on the ground and to say that beautiful prayer, Father, I believe in you, I adore you, I hope in you, and I love you. And I beg pardon for all those who do not believe in you, do not adore you, do not hope in you, and do not love you. After reading it again a couple of years ago, I started doing that myself. I'd encourage you to do the same thing. But that's what Paul is saying here. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. The Father has named us, he named our families. Even for some who are listening, you may not like that idea. You may be alienated and estranged from your family, but the Lord loves your family. It may need profound healing, reconciliation, forgiveness, a miracle. It may need a miracle. Lord, we pray right now for any listeners whose families are in that situation. We pray that you answer the prayer. Work a miracle for your glory, Lord. Heal families, Lord. We know that the spiritual battle of this hour in the world is over the family, over human identity, and what you have formed and shaped. So Paul, again, he says, from every family in heaven and earth has been named, that according to the riches of his glory. You know, this week we're talking here on the program of the treasures that we carry in earthen vessels, as St. Paul said. We've been given these amazing, astounding treasures of heaven, and they flow from a person we're going to read today here in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, from Jesus. The riches of his glory. We can share in the riches of God and of heaven. The first and greatest of all is just the gift of the Holy Spirit. The third person of the Trinity we talked about, the sacraments, theological virtues of faith, hope, and love, the spiritual gifts of wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, the fear of the Lord, the fruits of the Spirit, the work of the Spirit in us, perfecting us. You know, the gifts from Isaiah I was just talking about, you know, those help us be more conformed to the person of Jesus, to be more docile to him, because those are realities that are present in him and that he shares with us. And then the fruits of the Spirit are, as we say yes to Jesus, as he works out salvation in our lives, and as he conforms us more to holiness and the call, and he feeds us in the sacraments and helps us, we then begin to come into a perfection, the saints, you know? I mean, I'm not saying you're perfect or I'm perfect. I'm a weak and broken man, but he's working something in me and he's working it in you. And the fruits of that work of being a branch on a vine, a branch that's abiding in the vine, which is the person of Jesus, is bearing this fruit of faith, of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, the very life of Jesus in us. These are the riches that come to us from Christ. And these are the things the world hardly even notices. But this is the gold mine. This is the pure treasure that's going to last for all eternity. Everything else in this world that we grovel after, that we worship, that we give every ounce of our energy to have, to possess, to walk in, whatever, the same old idols that are present in the world all the time in a fallen world, those things, if you get them all, if you got all the gold in the world and you got all the attention of the world, people wrote about you and were wowed by you and nobody had more Twitter followers than you, all that stuff. If you had it all, at the end of the day, you'd have very little. In the eyes of the world, it's big time because the world is blind, can't see the reality of what really matters and can't do the math right and keeps overvaluing these things and undervaluing the great treasures that we get from God. And those treasures come from Jesus and they're sharing in the riches of his glory. So that he goes on to say that God may grant you to be strengthened now with might through his Spirit in the inner man. Lord, that prayer we unite ourselves with today and cry out with you. Lord, would you please, from the riches of the glory of your Son, for your unworthy servants, each one of us, may you grant us to be strengthened with might through your Spirit in the inner part of me, in my heart, in my spirit, in my soul, in my mind, in my will. Come, Holy Spirit, strengthen us. And then he goes on to say, a continuation of the prayer, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Yes, Lord. Father, grant us through the power of the Spirit to believe radically in your Son, to trust him without limitation, and to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Holy Spirit, make this come alive in me. Help me. And then he said that you being rooted and grounded in love, again, we have faith, hope, and love here. We have the beauty of the theological virtues. That rooted and grounded in love, you may have power to comprehend with all the saints. Lord, we want power to comprehend. We want this power. Not the power of the world to manipulate other people, to reduce people to chess pieces I can control, but the power of the kingdom that enables me to have a renewed mind and to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Father, we want to be filled with all the fullness of the life of the Trinity. There is nothing that even comes close to this. You who created all the astounding reality of 200 billion or million, 200 billion galaxies and the magnificent power and beauty expressed there, your magnitude, your holiness, your purity, and you want us to share in your fullness. Friends, the saints, the apostles grasped this treasure, its breadth, its length, its height, its depth, and the love that's in Jesus. This is why Jesus said, you know, as the Father loved me, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. As the Father loves, John 17, he said, as the Father has loved Jesus, so the Father loves us. And we're being drawn into this. And Paul's telling us, friends, it is so wide. It is so long, it is so high, it's so deep, it's beyond description what we've been given. in the love of Christ and what he wants to give us. Verse 20, he goes on to say, now to him who by the power at work within us is able to do far more abundantly than all that we can ask or think, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. He can do it. He can do it more abundantly than we can even ask or imagine. See how good he is? God is a good God. And Paul will say, I think it was Paul who said, you know, you've tasted the goodness of the Lord. That's a psalm. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. There's also a passage in the New Testament that slips my mind right now. St. Peter, I think it is maybe, that you have tasted that the Lord is good. And from that goodness, friends, comes this life, and it never ends. It's literally, it's a flow of life. It's a river of joy. It's a profound glory that, words just escape us. But then Paul goes on here in chapter 4, and he talks about other spiritual gifts that the Lord has given to us. Here's charismatic gifts and other things. But the amazing thing he says is that Paul's describing where these treasures come from. He said, I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness and with patience. Why does he say that? Because Jesus said he's lowly. Jesus said that he is meek. He's patient. He's kind. He's forbearing. He says forbearing in love for one another, eagerly maintaining the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. These are the things that Jesus himself lived, what he's producing in us, and what the Holy Spirit has come to do in us. He said, there's one body and one Spirit, just as we are called to the one hope that belongs to your call. So we're one body in Christ. There's one Lord and one faith and one baptism. And there's one God and Father of us all, who's above all and through all and in all. And then he goes on to say, but grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. So he's about to talk about the fact that Jesus, from the superabundance of his own nature and the reality of who he is as the anointed, the Christ, these spiritual gifts that abound in him, that flow out of him like a river, are given to us. He says, therefore, it is said, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and gave gifts to men. When he ascended on high, when he took his seat upon the throne, just as Peter said in Acts 2, when he poured out the Holy Spirit and the church was born, people said, what's happening? Where does this come from? Peter said, it comes from Christ, who's enthroned, and the new creation and the kingdom of God has been established for human beings to be able to enter into now. And he has poured out his life, his superabundance of grace and blessing and gifts. And where does it go to? It goes to people with clay feet, earthen vessels, weak and sinful, broken people who are literally living in a fallen world that's resisting God, and God is coming to them. It's so beautiful. It's so glorious. Then he goes on to say, of course, some of these gifts here, he's talking about persons. You know, there's charisms that are manifestations of the Spirit, and then there's individual people with extraordinary spiritual gifts to lead the church, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, that he's talking about here. But these treasures are given to us. And friends, let's lift our hearts to the Lord. Let's look at what he's done. Let's hear the word of God. Let's internalize it, thank him for it, and walk in it. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.